Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
You're not going to find nobody greater. Listen, I searched all over, I couldn't find nobody. I searched high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, I couldn't find nobody. I searched high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Come on, if you come to praise him, come on, help me praise him today. Your name is above all names. You are worthy of all my praise. Mighty are the works of your hand. Mighty are the works of your hands. Your name is above all names. You are worthy of all my praise. Mighty are the works of your hand. Mighty are the works of your hand. Your name is above all names. Lord, you're worthy of all my praise. Mighty are the works of your hand. Mighty are the works of your hand. You are worthy of all my praise.
Come on, lift your voices and give God the praise in his heart.
Mighty are the works of your hand.
Glory. Hallelujah, God. You are worthy, Lord, of all of the praise, God. You are worthy to be exalted, God. There's none like unto thee, Lord God.
Your name is above all names.
We bless you, Father God. We bless your holy name, God.
You are worthy of all my praise.
We bless you. We praise you in the highest. In the name of Jesus.
Mighty are the works of your hand.
Oh,
you're mighty, God.
Oh, we serve a mighty God.
Mighty are the works of your hand.
We serve an awesome and mighty God.
Your name is above all names.
Thank you, Lord, that you're wonderful, God.
You are worthy.
Thank you, Lord God, that you're a counselor, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're the Prince of Peace, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're the everlasting Father, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are always, always when we need you, you are right there, God. You have our back, God.
Your name
and we bless your name. We bless you, God. We bless your people, God.
You are worthy.
In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the power
mighty
of the Holy Ghost, God, in the name of Jesus, God, saturate this place, God.
Over.
Saturate this place with your presence, God. Saturate this place with your power, God. Saturate this place with your anointing, God. Pour your anointing out on your people, God. Let them open up their mouths, God. Let them exalt you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives, God. Thank you, Lord God, that every day of our lives, God, you're with us, oh God. You go before us, Lord God. You walk beside us, God. You walk behind us, God. You got our backs, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We pray for Bria this morning, God. We thank you for our Lord. We thank you for our commitment, Lord God. We pray, Lord, that you saturate our heart, God, with your spirit, Lord God. We pray, God, that the seed of your word, God, will begin to saturate our heart, God. And as she grow in wisdom, Lord, as she grow in stature, Lord, let her grow in your grace, God. Let her grow in the knowledge of you, God. Let her grow, God, that she'll be able, Lord God, to stand boldly and declare that, Lord, that you are God, and besides you, there is none other, God. She will be convicted in her own heart, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Pour out your spirit, Lord God. Lord, we need you, Father God. We cannot make it without you, Lord. We bless you for Pastor Dunkley and Sister Dunkley, God. We pray, God, that you continue to pour your blessing out upon them, God. Continue to lead them and guide them, Lord, as they lead and guide us, Father God. And Lord, I pray for this congregation, Lord, that we will open our hearts up to you, Lord God. And Lord, that you will forgive us of all of our sins, God, that we have committed against a holy and just God, a righteous God. Oh, Lord, we pray that you cleanse us, oh, God. As you cleanse us, Father, you can use us, God. Like the psalmist say, create in us a clean heart, God. Renew in us the right spirit, God. Oh, Lord, that we may worship you, God, in spirit and in truth, God. We pray for our communities, God. We know, God, that the world is running rampant with sin, God. But we pray, Lord, that you send a fresh wind of your Holy Spirit, God. Breaking down yokes, God. Breaking down chains and bondage, oh, God. Setting men and women free, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, we pray for families, God. Oh, Lord, you instituted families, God. Let families come together in the Christian band of love, God. Let love be the cord that binds us, oh, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. And, Lord, we just thank you for this day. And we agree, God, with all of the prayers that have went out, God, for others and those that are in Oregon and other places, Texas, that are flooding and lives that have been lost, God. We agree with those prayers. We're touching and agreeing, God, with those prayers, asking your mercy, God, asking your healing, God, for those that are broken, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And now, Lord God, now, Father, we pray, God, that you would open up our hearts. Lord, that you would pour in your spirit, that we may speak your word, God. Speak it with clarity and understanding, God. And Father, you said that the word will not go void, but it will accomplish the purpose wherewith you sent it, God. And Father, we believe your word. We stand on your word, God. We're grateful for your word, God. It's your word that sustains us and keeps us, oh God. It's your word. It's through your word, God, that we know your will, God, your purpose, God. And Lord, we just thank you for it, God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, God, our teacher, our guide, our comforter, Lord. Thank you for what Christ did at Calvary, God, that we may have life and have it more abundantly, Lord. Thank you so much, God. And now, Lord, we pray that you would use us for your glory, that you, my Father, in all things may be glorified, and that the people of God be edified, and that somebody lost be saved. It is our purpose. Thank God. Giving honor to him who's the head of my life, and to Pastor Dunkley and Sister Dunkley and officers and members here, and to my husband, Brother Lavallee, and to our visitors and friends, and to this Gio family. I see we have the Gio family here in the house with us. And we thank God for you and thank God for what he's doing in your life, Bria. Continue to let him use you, baby, as you grow. There's a word from the Lord. If you will open your Bibles to Matthew's, the 10th chapter of Matthew's, beginning at verse 16. I'm reading from the New International Version, so it may read different from yours, but hopefully we all come to the same conclusion of what the Lord wants us to do and how he wants us to do it. Let us read. From the New International, it says, "Look, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. So be as shrewd as a snake and harmless as a dove. But be warned or be aware, for you will be handed over to the courts and will be beaten with whips in the synagogues. You will stand trial before governors and kings, and because you are my followers. But this will be your opportunity." Put a pen there. "But this will be your opportunity to tell the rulers and other unbelievers about me. And when you are arrested, don't worry about how to respond or what to say. God will give you the right words at the right time. For it is not you who will be speaking, but it will be the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. A brother will betray his brother to death. A father will betray his own child. And children will rebel against their parents and cause them to be killed. And all nations will hate you because you are my followers. But everyone who endures to the end will be saved." 16 through 22. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of God, hallelujah, it stands forever. I want to take our thought from that 18th verse and that 22nd verse. He says, "You will stand trial before governors and kings, and because you are my followers. But this will be your opportunity to tell rulers and other unbelievers about me." Then he goes on in that 22nd verse, says, "Whoever endures to the end will be saved." And from that passage of those two passages of scripture, I want to talk from the subject, seize the moment. S-E-I-Z-E, seize the moment. Seize the moment. That word seize, I love Jan. Jan always loved to give definitions. So this is a word that, because, you know, according to how you put it and what how you use that word, it can mean different things. And so, seize means to take hold of, to grab, to snatch, take captive, mother. Seize. But when you talk about seize the moment, which is what our subject matter is about, seize the moment. Seize the moment means that you need to take hold right now. You need to make the most of the opportunity that you have right now. This may be all that you have. You may never get another opportunity, mother. So you got to seize the moment. You have to make every moment count. Every day of our lives, we have to make it count. We have to define the moment rather than allowing the moment to define us. See, because sometimes when we're seizing the moment, we have to redirect some things, and we have to redirect some people. Because we find ourselves, when we're going through trials and tribulations, folk begin to look at us, and they begin to look at our situations. Yeah. But that's the opportunity for us to seize the moment and redirect them. Redirect them to the one that can bring you through your trials, bring you through your situation. Yeah. So we need to seize the moment and instead of having a pity party. And I'm not saying that we don't go through pains and trials. All of us, we experience difficult days. All of us going to experience some things in our lives. If you haven't experienced it, just keep on living. You're going to experience some things. You're going to go through some trials, some difficulties. But we have to seize the moment. Especially if we're serving Christ. Especially if God is our Savior. Especially if we're leaning and we're depending on Him. We seize the moment to redirect folks from looking at what I'm going through. Because I got somebody that can bring me through what I'm going through. And then we say we're going through, right? And we're not going through by ourselves. So we seize the moment to turn our trials into testimonies. Turn our trials into witnesses. Turn our trials into telling others about Jesus. We tell them, even when we're seizing that moment, even though we go through some things and some things we bring on ourselves. Some things, a lot of things we go through, we bring on ourselves. Because we're hard-headed and we won't listen. We won't listen to God. We want to do it our way. And so we bring on some things. But even in that, we could seize that moment to tell somebody. To even share with our children, look, yes, we've made some mistakes. We've done wrong. We have sinned. We didn't do everything right. We didn't get it right all the time. Yeah. But by the grace of God, I'm still here. By His grace and His mercy, I'm still here. We can seize that moment and be honest with them and let them know. Don't try to pretend like we've been saved all our lives. Or that we've been goody-goody all our lives. Mm-mm. So we take that opportunity. And we tell others. Even when we go out to witness, that's an opportunity. Because those that are out there in the world are feeling hopeless. Like what I'm going through or what I've done, God can't help me. And you need to share with him. Yeah, he can help you because I remember what God did for me. I remember where God brought me from and still bringing me. Yeah. Seize that moment to give that person hope. Hope in the Lord. Pastors and preachers, we understand what it means to seize the moment. A lot of times when we have funerals, we take that opportunity because sometimes you get a big crowd and you may never see any of those faces no more. You have young people, old people, all kinds, saved, unsaved. And so you take that opportunity, you seize that moment, the home, the importance of life and death. That death is reality. But Jesus came that we might have life, mother. So we seize that moment. Here in the text, Jesus was aware. He was sending out his disciples, and he was aware. If you look at verse 1, the Bible says he called his disciples together. And then he equipped them, because the Bible says he gave them power over unclean spirits. To cast them out. He gave them power over sickness that they could heal. He gave them power. So he was equipping them. But he knew the danger that they would face when they would go out in the world. See, Jesus knew that everybody not going to like you when you go out there. Everybody's not going to adore you. I know we like to be adored and patted on the back, but everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to be your friend. So he knew the danger and the hardship his disciples would face as they lived their faith. And he did not hide it from them, the fact that they would face opposition And they would face opposition not only from without, but they was going to face opposition from within our own families. Sometimes we face opposition. Sometimes we have to war with our own family members simply because we are living our faith. And so Jesus knew what they would face. And the Bible says, when he called them together, he called the pillars, 12 of them. These were the leaders, the pillars of the church. Yeah. And after he had given them power to cast out demons, and like I said, he equipped them, and he didn't hide the fact that they would face opposition, and he doesn't hide the fact from us. Because when you look at John 16 and 33, he already told us, in this life, you will have trials and tribulation. But Jesus told us to be of a good cheer. Cheer up. Cheer your heart up. He says, for I've already overcome the world. And I believe what Jesus is saying, because he has already overcome, he's made the way that we'll be overcomers too. We have to hold on to him though. We have to stay focused on Jesus. So Jesus began to instruct them. And the first thing he tells them, he said, I don't want you to go to the Gentiles. And I don't want you to go to the Samaritans. But I want you to go to Israel. Yeah, go to the house of Israel. The lost sheep of Israel. You need, sometimes you got to start off in your own backyard. Yeah. Sometimes you got to sweep around your own front door before you can try to come sweep around my front door. So Jesus says, don't go to the Gentile. Don't go to the Samaritan. Because see, the Jews were people that thought that they had it made because they were Abraham's seed. You know, they thought they were better than anybody. They thought they were God's chosen people. They didn't need nothing else. But here in this Bible, in this scripture, Jesus said they were lost. Yeah. And they were lost. The reason why they was lost, because they had rejected God's plan of salvation. See, God only has one plan of salvation. See. And we can look at that in our Sunday school lesson when Cornelius, he was a good man.
Yeah.
Did some miraculous things, some beautiful things. But Cornelius needed to be saved. And the only way he could be saved was through Jesus Christ. That's God's plan of salvation. Being good is not good enough. All of our goodness is nothing but filthy rags. So we have to go through God's plan of salvation. But the Jews thought they had it made because they had Abraham. They were Abraham's seed. But Abraham believed God. And Abraham believed the promise. So Jesus said, go announce to them. Go tell these Jews that the kingdom of heaven is near them. They have the opportunity to be saved. He sends them down. He says, and then I want to confirm my message to them. I'm not just sending you among them to give them the message. I want to confirm what I'm sending you to tell them. So the Bible said he gave them, he confirmed this message. He gave them signs and wonders. He said, I want you to heal the sick. Because, you know, that gets people's attention when you lay hands on somebody. And you can say that I was healed. I remember when I was sick, mother, and I was in the wheelchair. Somebody laid their hands on me. Somebody touched me, and it must have been the hands of Jesus. Jesus touched me. He said, I want you to heal the sick. And not only do I want you to heal the sick, but Jesus gave them power. He said, I want you to raise the dead. Yeah. And then I want you to cleanse the lepers and cast out demons. Yeah, Jesus gave them power. And we have power. If you read Mark the 16th chapter, Jesus gave them power to go out. The same power. He said, go out and heal. Cast out demons. And when you drink anything poison, it won't hurt you. And he said, this power, this is for everyone that want to believe. To all believers, God has equipped us. And not only that, but God has given us his Holy Spirit. We can operate in the Spirit, the power of God that worketh in us to go out and do the work of kingdom building. He says, now I don't want you going charging people. Freely you have received, freely you give. And you know everything nowadays have a price tag on it. You never thought water got a price tag on it, a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Everything has a price tag on it. Mm-hmm. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is free. It's not cheap, but it's free. And it's for everybody. It's for whosoever. Whosoever believe it and receive. The Bible says shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. And my students say it doesn't matter if it's a prostitute mother. Doesn't matter if it's a drunkard. Doesn't matter if it's a drug addict. Doesn't matter if it's a rapist, a murderer. Whosoever call upon the name of Jesus, whosoever repent of their sins, call upon the name of Jesus, the Bible says, shall be saved. Yeah. God say, I gave it to you freely. Yeah. Don't you have the nerve to charge nobody for what you have received freely. Freely. So we're living in a time when everything has a price tag. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is free. But it's not cheap. Because Jesus shed his precious blood. He died so that you and I could be free. So that we could be saved. So in verse 5 and 8, they said they were to totally depend on God. That he would supply their needs. Because Jesus told them, he said, I don't want you to take no money. I don't want you to take no extra clothes. I don't want you to lean on no staff. I don't want you to do none of those things. Take nothing extra with you. You go as you are. You know how we say come as you are? Jesus say go as you are. He wanted them to totally lean and depend on him. Whenever Jesus sent us somewhere, whatever Jesus calls us, he supplies and he equips us with everything that we need to make the journey for the work that he has called us to. So they went. And he told them, he said, now if you go in the city and you find a worthy place, put a blessing on that house. Bless that place. But if you find that it's not worthy, hey, take that blessing back from it. And if you go and they don't want to hear you, dust your feet and move on. We got to learn how to dust our feet for some things and move on. We have to learn how to, can I say that again? We have to learn how to dust our feet from some things and move on.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because we hold on to some things that we should have been dust our feet from. And moved on, mother. And we still holding on to it 20 years later. And the kids done caught hold to that spirit. We should have dust our feet and moved on. Yes. Verse 16. He says, look, I'm look. He said, look now. It ain't gonna be easy out there. Y'all know it's not easy. It's not easy in here.
How about out there?
Let me chip off of that.
You have enough.
Let me chip off of that. Sometimes it's not even easy in here.
But in this house. Help
the Lord. Not only out there, but it's not easy in here sometimes. But he says, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. And we know what kind of animal sheep is. Dumb, meek animal. Totally dependent on the shepherd. The shepherd is not there for the sheep. The sheep will nibble right into the mouth of the enemy. Nibble right on into the enemy camp. And I have this joke with my brother.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events on the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.